It is what it is.
We are.
Are we recording?
We ready?
We roll.
Is that one rolling?
Make sure you take out that first part, Lose.
What?
That we was just talking about.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm joking, nigga.
I ain't gonna lie. When I'm watching porn and I come across, what kind of porn? Dwarfism porn?
Okay.
Dwarfism? Little people porn?
Yeah. You down with LPP?
I skip past it.
Word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not my vibe.
Nah, some of them be having the jatty.
You never seen like you never seen on Instagram just be having like they be shaking ass and that shit be looking fat.
Leave it to Binks.
What happened?
Yo, you giving Danny work already?
Oh shit, my bad.
Hold on, what happened?
I don't know.
He used the term that we gotta bleep.
Oh shit. Oh damn. Oh, nah, I got a bleep, nigga.
Oh, yeah, great. Go ahead. Say it six more times.
No, that's fucked up. But it's all good. This is what happens when we don't do the introduction. You feel me? Niggas get carried away.
They be having the fatties, though.
Nah, that's a fact. Yeah. I'm saying my algorithm has changed up. I'm saying I don't know why. Well, I don't want to show me like how to buy cryptocurrency or nothing like that. It's showing me just more little people. So being that I'm a product of my environment. You show it to me, that's what's going to be.
I've been a nerd all this time. And my shit was tattoos, haircuts, braids. And now it's just porn stars.
Mm. Oh, word. Yeah,
my shit was like that, too.
Fire. And tattoos.
Yeah. What? No black tattoos. Porn stars or?
Mixed. It's a mix. I think I'm getting more black porn stars. So it might be my fault.
Safe!
It might be my fault. I sent y'all some potential guests. Those are people that's popping up on my feed.
Okay.
Oh, shout out to Paris Banks. She came and got a tattoo for me.
Word up for Paris, man.
Speaking of tattoos and porn stars,
tattooed her ass?
Fire.
Nah.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't take my clap
it's
back.
It's confidential, man.
Take your clap
top
back.
Secret. It is. It
anyway,
is.
My brother Super Duper, how you feeling, man? How was your week?
My week has been calm.
Calm?
Smoked a lot of weed.
Okay.
Smoked a lot of weed.
All right, cool. I heard there's a new type of weed now called sprinkles.
That's the one with the crack in it?
Skip.
I don't know.
crack in
anyway, we'll get back to that. My brother Danny, how you feeling?
I'm good, man. Had a long, busy week. And every time I wasn't working, I was out getting drunk. So I need a break.
Oh, okay. This week, some Mexican guy tried to sell me and Danny guns.
Oh yeah,
what?
Shout out to Sonny.
Yeah, that was fire. Clap it up for Sonny, man. Yeah.
Nigga said his name.
Yeah. This was in Williamsburg.
Word, gangster. Yeah,
me and Danny went on a
date.
Yeah.
Mandate.
Bro date.
A mate.
Yeah. Bro, just okay.
Break.
Break.
Bring your mics down a little because it's going to block your face.
Sorry. Thank you. And he was in there talking everybody head off and buying people shots. So me and Danny definitely took some of the shots he bought. And he was saying that he was from L.A. And the nigga had AK-47 tatted here, L.A. tatted here. I think he was here for a funeral, actually. Mm. And what did he say, Danny? How
he said
he took it easily.
He live here now, but he said he came to New York to bury his brother, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Of what race was he?
Mexican.
Okay. He's Mexican. And he told me straight up, he's like, yo, you know, but I'm like, yo, I'm sorry to hear that. He's like, nah, it's all good. You just got to suck it up, move on, and kill who did it.
Yeah. He was
mad nonchalant. You just got to kill the guy, kill who did it.
Transaction of gun talk came about.
He just, I think he just offered, he said, he started talking about something. Yeah. And it was like,
he's like, you into guns? He's like, it was just random. But his aspirations are to do MMA because he likes to fight and he also likes to get fucked up.
Oh,
yeah. Well, thank you. I thought it was.
What? What you thought I was about to say? Get fucked?
Yeah. Can I get some guns?
No, he likes his ass whooped.
Yeah, that nigga said, I want to get fucked. I want to fuck people up and I want to get fucked up.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know.
That nigga was off something?
What you said?
He was off something?
He was just drunk. He was drinking.
Sure. Was liquor.
But shout out to Sonny.
That cocaína.
Yeah, contact you about that grip.
Yo, y'all seen that shit with Jocelyn?
Oh, yeah. She's definitely, you know what I'm saying?
What is that shit called?
It's Baddies versus...
I don't be watching that shit.
Versus
that
shit, Jocelyn.
Jocelyn talking about
I love cocaine. You don't know I love cocaine.
Not playing. I mean,
very seriously.
Apparently, cocaine is still in, man. So, yeah, man. Shout out to the cocaine users.
Cocaine is never going to go out of style.
Yeah.
It's a rich people drug.
Okay.
But niggas are sniffing bad cocaine.
That's what I'm hearing too.
Yeah, it's not good cocaine.
I ain't hear that. I don't got no cocaine.
Niggas are smoking bad weed too.
Yeah, that is definitely.
I thought about that the other day. Like, I looked at the weed.
Fent.
I'm like, yo, what they sprinkling on this shit, bro?
It should bust it.
You gotta grow your own shit now.
Get the spray stuff away from me, man. See, bro.
That's the sprinkles, man. Would y'all be into growing your own shit if y'all had the capabilities to just
grow your own shit? I grew a plant before, yo.
Like this?
Like, my shit was tall like this. It was probably stopped like right here.
Word. I know somebody that grow weed. I don't think it take that much resources. You just, if you have one of them little, them little
tents.
Yeah, the tent shit. With the
shit.
Yeah, it got like the silver on the inside and keep the light in. Mm-hmm. He got mad weed.
Just got to get the proper lighting and the proper fucking temperature and shit like that.
There's a store by my crib. They a smoke shop. They have one of them tents in the middle of the store and they're growing their weed in the middle of the store.
Word.
Is it, can you get like the whole weed set up off of Amazon?
I'm sure everything is on Amazon.
You can.
Facts. Interesting.
I'm sure.
But that aside,
I'm sure Sonny is getting his guns off of Amazon. You can get anything from there.
Probably. Yeah. I'm hearing you can imagine buy a 3D printer and make ghost guns.
Yeah.
That's the new way.
Make ghost guns?
Yeah. So guns that they aren't.
They're not metal. So they could pass through.
No serial numbers.
So it's not traceable.
Speaking of shit like that, right? Guns and shit. Y'all ever see like when niggas be fucking bitches with guns and shit?
I've never watched that before.
That gotta hurt.
No, like
I've seen that before.
One in the chamber.
I've seen in a shit movie. They put the nigga put the gun in the girl mouth type.
Yeah,
shit.
And it made her like suck it and shit like that. Yeah. You think that'd be turning them on?
Is the gun more girthy if there's one in the chamber?
Say again. And you say it get hard when it's about to shoot the fuck?
That's one in the head.
No man.
That's where you go with it.
Anyway, it's crazy.
My brother Price, how was your week, man?
Good, man. Everything blessed, man. I'm here, man.
Damn, we still doing the intro?
Yeah, this is this shit longer than me. I mean, we only did half. Then Binks got excited with cocaine.
Binks, how you doing?
I'm good too, man. Go ahead, keep going.
Nah, you wasted your intro time. But it's all good. When's the last time you went to church, Bryce?
Damn,
Sunday.
Two Sundays ago.
What time did your church start?
I should start at 9.
See, I can't do that, my nigga.
Like, until PM?
Until when?
9 probably 1.
Get the fuck out of here.
9 a.m.
It used to start at
9 to 12.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Start at 11 and ends at 2.
I could do 11 to 2 though.
Yeah, I could do
11 to 2.
I usually wait. I skip out all the singing shit. I don't like the singing shit.
Nah. The musicians gotta be nice.
I mean, I've been there like the two Sundays I've been. They was on fire.
What are you saying? You know all the songs already.
The Holy Ghost was catching.
Yeah, for sure.
I play the same set every time. I catch y'all afterwards.
Yeah. Yo, I heard this one before.
What if you were in church and the Holy Ghost squeeze your butt?
See?
Why would you ask that?
Why would you ask that?
Them type of spirits.
What's the
that
purpose
don't
reach of that?
You?
Right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why would your brain go there, nigga?
Holy Spirit might slap you on the ass like Diddy.
That's the ghost of Fleece Johnson.
You never used to go to church forever?
I went to church, bro.
I'm sure
I remember my first community. I used to want to be a priest.
Oh, I can see that being a thing.
I can't
but
see that.
Yeah. You ever like experienced the thing like if you they call everybody up and you start pushing people down? Like if they tried that, I feel like you would like resist.
You talking about
too. Like, you can't
like,
what
he'd be like the altar calling.
Wait, when they push, but they just tip over.
Yeah, you're supposed to fall down.
They make it seem like the Holy Ghost catching you.
Nah, and they start shaking on the floor like a fish out of water.
That's that Peter Popoff shit.
Yeah, that's Yo, I don't know. Go ahead.
In the Caribbean churches, they don't do that extra the ha and all that shit, do they?
But they some of them started to follow.
They talk like that too.
Yeah, because they want the ha. Money. Yeah. Those are the richer pastors, nigga. The deeper you breathe, the deeper the bag, nigga.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah.
Yo, how do we make that a title?
Oh, no.
Money.
Oh, no.
Make him my son, Bishop Whitehead.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I think that nigga posted his jail pictures the other day.
He
was locked up. Now when he probably was locked up.
Telling niggas, yo, don't make me go back.
Type shit.
Pastor said
Yeah.
Nigga,
yeah.
His mate shit.
Nigga said, don't let me take this rosary off.
Yeah, he's not really playing with niggas. Question. Does TikTok have filters?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay. Because there was this one thing I started talking to a long time ago, right? On Instagram. And she was bad. Thick John. I'm saying she looked good, right? Mm-hmm. Something has told me. And look at the mad pictures. You feel me? So something has told me, let me click the link in the bio. And she got a TikTok on. So I'm like, click this shit. Son, she was looking tight busted, my nigga.
Yeah, because it's like her real face.
Yeah, but I mean, so you, that's what I'm saying. Does TikTok have filters, period?
Yeah, bro, they got filters.
That's just a whole Snapchat.
Or they shit is not as good as Instagram's.
Nah, they got
just as good filters.
Y'all think just as good filters.
Y'all think Instagram filters are good?
I don't use them.
I don't know. They're not good.
They rely on them to the, like, a girl will find one she like, and her whole page would be that whole filter.
Say, that should be squeezing their nose in like Michael.
That shit is good.
I've been frustrated.
Bitches be getting a lot of followers off of these fucking, I mean, a lot of likes off of but these
it's,
fucking
it's good
filters.
For them.
Yeah, but every time they move out, the lips move.
Yeah, it should be, yeah,
just be shaky.
There's that. Yeah. Nigga, you see a bitch go like this? What the fuck is that about? Like, and you're watching the video and uploading it. You couldn't just do it over.
It's because the whole face still look good.
Yeah. You're acting like it's some type of live performance and you can't recapture the moment. All you're doing is going like this.
You will never catch another moment.
She's just like, fuck it. Mm-mm. Just let it rip.
You got a favorite filter that you be using?
Paris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy that you know the filter.
If I need a shape up, put that Paris on.
That's that shit in the story. You just swipe over one time.
Yeah. Paris might remove some stubble off your jaw.
When you take a selfie, you catch it at an angle or you straight face it?
An angle is kind of no matter. I ain't gonna lie. Straight facing it is even no matter. So I'm gonna say an angle.
You can press me like.
Never me.
Yeah, I remember the era of selfie sticks.
Super invented the selfie stick.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
He had his shit on a GoPro though. Everybody had their shit on a phone.
That's what I'm saying. He was the first sticker.
Crazy.
The phone shit is crazy.
That shit was like a pandemic.
That GoPro shit used to confuse me. Guys used to be like, "Yo, how is it capturing that shit?
Yeah, it's catching some shit.
Yeah, fisheye lens.
Yeah, capturing the whole world and no mind for that lens. Same way. Dead ass.
Yo, the filter shit. Yo. It should be like illegal to use it for your profile picture.
Yes, at least.
Like fraud. You know how like they trying to make niggas upload their IDs to be verified?
Yes.
Your ID picture should be your profile picture.
Type shit.
You could go through somebody's page and every photo, every video filter. So you will never know what they actually look like until you see them in person.
Call you fake. That shit is crazy.
Yo, we already know that's a whole standard. That's crazy. The worst filters though is like the ones like I know. Somebody that used filters so heavy, like the background even changes when she uses it. Like it's glittery and shit.
Nuts.
Like, yo, you can't use that for every fucking one. That's cheating.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Is fire though.
One time I seen the filter come off a bitch face, bro. And I was just like, yo.
I didn't know
it was a filter before.
They got external apps that they go through now. So they'll put their photo in another app. I think it's called a Face app or FaceTune.
Face Fine.
Some shit.
Some shit like that.
I'm gonna show y'all this bitch page. She has something on there where it's a video, so she couldn't use that app. Mm-hmm. But all the rest of her shit is that app. She looked like a different person in every post, but she looks fire in every post. Mm. But I know what she looked like in real life.
She's not fire.
Bro, she looks like she lived a really hard life. And you can see it in one of the videos. That shit is scary.
Can y'all date a shorty that don't got no eyebrows?
No eyebrows?
Mm-mm. She get them shit tattooed. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I need to know what expression you have.
I ain't gonna lie. There was some bitch.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yo, eyebrows give away patty expression. You don't know that bitch surprised or not. That bitch mad surprised. You think she just chilling?
Straight face. That's fucking hilarious.
It's funny. Nah, damn. You made me forget what I was going to say.
I could get with a girl with no eyebrows, though. She getting tattooed.
There was somebody I talked to before, and she, until she showed me that her shit was like tattooed in heavy, mm-hmm. I was kind of like, damn, I'm going to start looking at that shit all the fucking time now. Know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the way the brain works. Well, mine at least, you feel me? It's like you gave me something to focus in on. Mm-hmm. Like, I never really would have paid attention to it. But it's like,
that shit look crazy.
When you lock in now, you know what I'm saying?
I met a girl with a blonde unibrow. She dyed her shit blonde and kept the unibrow.
Word. Was it fire?
She was swaggy, but that shit wasn't a good look.
That shit was ugly.
A unibrow is not a good look.
Yeah. She tried to rely on her swag to make a good look.
You can't pull that shit off, bro. The only person that ever pulled that shit off was the AD, bro.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Unibrow give more so manly vibes. You feel me?
That like, shit, everybody with a unibrow look angry all the time.
All the time, nigga. Yeah, exactly. Ain't no happy moments for you. You look mad, nigga.
Yeah.
Happy smiling.
Y'all remember that cartoon, smiling. Ed, Ed, and Eddie?
Yes. Yeah.
That nigga had the one unibrow.
This shit a straight line.
Straight line.
Nigga said the one unibrow.
He wants some price alone.
That's
bro.
Funny.
I'm tired.
It's like a price.
Something I learned this week on Instagram. I be learning mad shit on Instagram from the gal them. Some girl said, you can only wear Ethica boxers if your meat is 8 inches and bigger. Do y'all agree?
I own Ethica boxers. That's all I can say. I can't confirm or deny because then I'm going to tell y'all my meat size.
Oh, yeah, that's information. That's unproductive.
I'm just saying, whatever the rule is,
okay,
that has nothing that to do with
what
me.
What is the hype box? I'm not dream chasers.
Huh?
I'm not dream chasers.
They make those?
True, they be advertising that shit.
You say you're not dream chasers?
Yeah.
I thought you was going somewhere else with this. You can leave that alone.
What you saying, Bryce? I mean, Binks?
I don't own a pair of Ethicas.
Yeah. What's the hype with them?
That's all you need to say.
Them shits, they got cotton ones and the other material, I think it's like polyester. Like
spandex?
Yeah, that shit is not good for your balls. You're not supposed to wear that. It don't breathe. The temperature of your balls is going to get fucked up. It's going to fuck up your sperm count. So niggas is wearing Ethica just for style and don't know. Wear cotton boxers.
What's the other one? PSD? What that stand for?
Pretty small dick.
Yo, sign up to the Patreon.
Yo, that ass, sign up to the Patreon, man.
So that's why you got to buy the Ethicas.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to advertise PSD.
All right, cool. Question for you guys, right? What is the latest point in the day that is acceptable to purchase a bacon, egg, and cheese?
Nigga.
Any time of the day,
nigga, I be whipping up egg and cheese in my crib.
Purchase.
Nigga, I done bought a bacon, egg, and cheese on a Hero at 2 a.m, nigga.
Technically, that could be breakfast.
I bought that 3 a.m. Judge you,
nigga. Really? 2 a.m. could be breakfast.
For who?
Because if you went to the diner, you could definitely get breakfast.
Nah, McDonald's start at 4 o'clock, bro.
Nigga. A diner.
Oh, 9 p.m., I'm buying that.
You could get a bacon, egg, and cheese any time of the day.
What's the latest?
It doesn't matter. I'm buying the store, not judging you.
10 p.m.
10 p.m.?
10 p.m.? Nah.
Yo, food is food, yo. Yeah. If you're in the mood to eat something.
If I got $5 left and a bacon, egg, and cheese is $5, I'm buying that.
I'm going to try it one of these days. Not
it's
now.
It's going to slap the same shit. Way.
I've never had a bacon, egg, and cheese past 12, I'm going to say 1 o'clock the latest.
Because you might be programmed.
Yeah, you programmed.
Yeah, man. It's from like school time, though.
They privileged. Fucked you up, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, nigga. I used to go to school. My boss used to give me like $5. And I used to.
You went to a charter school or Catholic school type shit?
Homeschool.
Homeschool.
Yeah, you gotta reprogram, my nigga. Yeah,
and I'll eat oxtail.
Why y'all believe in this nigga? What the fuck? Huh? What? The nigga said he used to go to school, right? His pops used to give him $5. Yeah. This nigga Price asked him.
He was like, all right.
What kind of school you went to? This nigga said, I was homeschooled.
Yeah.
How, nigga?
What's this? I didn't even hear that. Uber East it.
Yeah. Let him build. Let the beat build.
Nigga Uber East it on his Nokia.
Yeah. Type shit.
Yo, that was one of the best phones.
What is there any food that y'all got like a time frame on? Like y'all wouldn't eat this at night or vice versa? Cereal. You wouldn't eat it in the morning?
Cereal.
At this point in my life, I'm not eating cereal anymore.
What? I can eat breakfast food any time of the day. But I'm not eating dinner food. In the morning.
Why? That's cap.
I would eat oxtail at 8 in the morning.
That's Thanksgiving, crazy.
Yeah, everybody eats breakfast food in the morning, nigga.
Niggas be like, yo, that food is too heavy early in the morning.
I'm eating that shit. You
that's cap, bro. Niggas is stop wilding. Listening to that shit.
Oh,
that should have put me right back to sleep.
Shit being too heavy. I won my Apple Watch competition with Sure. Apple Watch Bay. Okay. Clap it up, everybody.
Clap it up. Clap it up.
Apple Watch Bay was a nigga.
No, no, no. It was not a nigga. Stop.
Okay. It was, right?
It was not a nigga. But anyway, I was just saying that to say to anybody who wants to implement that in their own lives, because sometimes you need incentive for like fitness and shit like this. It's hard. Now, you could probably wager a sexual favor with that person. Like, if I win, you give me head. I'm saying? Especially if you haven't got the head before. I'm saying? That could be like some shit.
You think that's going to work?
That'll work
if
for
she,
niggas.
If she kind of down. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying a nigga would be motivated to work out if he know he going to get some head at the end of the
day. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about working with niggas.
Oh, no.
All right.
Y'all got a question. Sure. Let's say somebody loaned you $10,000, right? Then you found out. You got to give it back, but then you found out the nigga got stage 4 cancer. Are you obligated to give it back?
What that mean?
Yes, Price, you are.
Yes, bro.
Some people would say no.
If it's my man's, I'm going to ask him.
You got to ask, do you need it?
Be like, yo, bro.
That nigga got family.
He got stage 4, so you know it's 2 to 3 months.
I'll be like, yo, bro, when you need this back by?
Give him his bread, bro.
When you need this back by? When you need this back by?
That nigga don't got no family, no nothing?
He don't got nothing.
Well, then you could probably pose that question.
He just up?
Yeah, you needed it. He loaned it to you.
Nah, you got
to
give it back to him and then be like, yo, bro, at the end, can I get the rest? Yo, you feel me? What can end? I get the rest, bro?
Yo.
You just say how you want me to deal with this for you. You know what I'm saying?
That's a better way to say it. But
what about if you loaned a nigga 10 bands and he has stage 4 cancer?
You got to meet him at the bed, bro.
And you need your bread back. Like, this is
and,
like...
And he's self-pay. He got to pay for shit out of pocket.
It's not my...
Yo, put me in the will, my nigga.
That's not my business, bro.
Y'all niggas is wild. I need all your Amiri. I'm selling that shit.
Fuck that. Give me my money back.
You think
bro.
People put jeans in the will?
anything you want.
Them shit's so expensive. You probably should at this point. I ain't gonna lie, my nigga. If anything costs over $1,000, that shit is willable.
Nigga got Amiri insurance.
Dead ass, nigga. Will Smith.
That's fucking love. He still gotta give me my bread, though.
Yeah, man. Bread is bread. And believe it or not, that shit comes in handy every single time in life. You know what I'm saying? Question for you guys, right? In a relationship, when a guy asks his girl to get a picture of him, right? You know, when you look at fly and shit, I'm saying, you tell your girl, oh, grab a picture of me, right? Do you think that women know that that picture is to attract other bitches?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
No.
He played the new nigga about they ain't about to find me.
What this nigga think he doing?
I think they know. For the same reason they know when they get a fire picture on Instagram.
Yeah, when they do it.
It's to attract other niggas.
Yeah,
it's for the it's attention.
It's cool when they do it.
If niggas was taking pictures for themselves, they would stay in the phone before the album.
Nah. I'm saying. My good side.
Nah, man. Bitches know when you on bad timing when you go get a haircut.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's like
but
bad
you don't
timing.
Get a haircut like at least 2 weeks tops now?
Nah.
Word. Nah. Oh, yeah. I forgot you do that thing.
I cut what thing?
Niggas said that thing.
Don't make you things do some tie down his hair forever type shit.
Binks be having like 6 inches of hair and it should be like flat. This on his eyebrows.
No, the under fuck his it
yeah.
That should be like a Jew cap.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Binks comb his shit back, the nigga could get braids, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, I cut my shit recently. So.
All right, let's see.
My shoe is cut low.
That nigga still got 2 inches of hair. Yeah, the hairline's starting to go back, bro.
I know, you love saying that. Yeah. Yo. You want a friend so bad.
Niggas be feeding for niggas' hairs to go back?
He feeding for niggas to be bald.
Then he shouldn't fade in too.
No, he's not. Then he about to cut his shit.
I ain't even gonna take my hat off. Yeah, he might be right.
Don't worry,
Price. Don't worry yourself.
No, you're not about to find me.
Bad, bro. He been praying on this for years. Yeah. You know?
Right. Your shit was going. Big shit was going bald at
there
a point.
Here he go.
I don't know what he did. it was the castor oil.
Yeah,
he told us.
Nigga, he did what he needed to
and
do.
I hit him up. I'm like, yo, what you did to get your shit back? Yeah. Nigga said, yo, you gotta get these biotin pills, right?
I ain't take no fucking biotin pills. I don't take no fucking pills.
He told you castor oil. I told you about the pills.
You can pass the
Nigga made me buy the pills from Amazon. Nigga, that should never work.
Lying, bro. Nigga, super took them shit. How long you was using it?
A week.
Yeah.
Nigga, right, we gonna have 360 waves after a week of pills.
Yo, would y'all be into
no mind.
Would y'all be into putting a dildo on the wall?
No, what? I said listen, no listen, mind. Listen, I said no listen. Mind.
Yes.
Oh, letting your gal fuck it?
Having your girl bounce on the dildo and while she's sucking your dick?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I asked for that before, but it never happened. Mm. She was like, I don't know. You just want to see me get fucked. So, I'm right. Like, yes.
So let me ask you this. Do you think she want two men?
You training her for DP right there.
I mean, it is what it is. It's like,
are right. You setting her up for that?
Yo, I think I probably mentioned this before, but it's like, there's something. All right. If you could see yourself in real time, right? Fucking, like, say you could astral project and fuck your girl and watch it. I think that would look cool to you. It would probably turn you on, like, seeing her get fucked. But I forgot you said you was doing some next shit with the TV
you.
And shit.
Yeah, you airplay to the TV so while you record it. Shit. Mm. Yeah, so you can like while it's on your phone, the shit is on the TV. So
Mm. Or you can just have another nigga fuck your bitch, bro.
Nah.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? You gonna beat you to the meat?
Nah, get hard. Nah, I'm playing. I'm playing.
But yeah, I think that.
But no. I fuck his bitch.
Yeah. What if he's not with that?
That's the spirit. Huh?
What if he's not with that?
Nah, that's the fucking deal.
That's the plot twist.
Yo, you never watch Deal or No Deal, nigga?
If y'all wanted threesome with another nigga, would y'all grant that?
That is not.
No.
That is not.
I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah, we're not about to do
and
that.
And you say yet?
So what
you sound
talk
like
about?
You open minded though, Bing.
I would maybe I would try it if I get older and I'm like, all right, fuck it.
So it's two is me, her, and the next nigga.
Yeah. But I'm not doing DP. You feel me? She gotta be getting fucked and I'm be getting ahead or some shit.
Let's clap it up for Binks opening up his sexuality, ladies and gentlemen. Open it up.
This came a long way, Binks.
That's what you want to open up with? The 2 month thing?
I didn't say I said no DP. I don't know what you want. All right, you feel me? All right.
No,
I said
so,
if she would want a threesome.
No, because you don't eat ass, but you're the 2 month.
No, he eat ass, bro.
I don't eat ass, bro.
But you could fuck your gal and then watch her suck a next man dick.
I ain't say it was gonna go that way. They gotta have rules and limits. You feel me?
What's the rules?
Yeah, what's
she can't suck his dick, but he
go ahead.
I fake feel like it happened already.
No. The next man?
No, that's crazy.
That's
why. I would hope.
If you don't give, if you don't grant her that shit, another nigga will.
Well, she's just cool, gonna go get it. It's cool, my nigga, because yes, everybody has free will to do what they want. Yeah. But in terms of me knowing and the shit that I'm saying, we gonna know amongst each other, that gotta happen when you're ready.
Don't be afraid, man.
I don't think that could be my personal gal. I gotta have a.
Nigga said his personal
yeah,
gal.
Yeah, I have a different gal for that.
How much gal you got?
Nah, somebody
else
gal.
I know what you mean.
How much gal you got, Price?
Yo.
So, with your personal gal, you could do the dildo on the wall.
You could do the.
And
yeah, because not another person.
He answered.
That nigga even asked.
That's tricky. I'm not doing that.
She might discover that is the greatest shit she ever experienced. And now it's like, I got to get DP one day.
Mm-hmm.
He might open the door for that.
Mm-hmm. She was gonna figure that out regardless.
That's rough. Listen, I don't provide a lifestyle that I can't maintain for my gal.
I can't front. I do want a cop for the gal them. One of them dildo machines.
The fuck machines?
The fuck machine, that's what it's called. Mm. I heard that shit costs a grip, bro.
Nigga, you will be obsolete. They will not need you anymore after that, bro.
But I'm just saying that's why you gotta have certain for certain gal. Maybe don't use it for your gal, but you use it for like freak.
Nigga gonna charge admission to his crib.
Yeah, she gonna wanna come back for the machine, bro.
Mm. She like, all right, Dwight, I'll be right out. You can stay in the living room.
Yo, yeah. Speaking of machines, y'all see the life size dolls they got? The realistic looking ones?
Yeah. It's getting better.
They got some shits that look crazy. I ain't gonna lie with y'all.
Them plastic shits?
They're not plastic. Them shits feel like
silicone or
human.
Some type of
silicone.
For it to get better, they just gotta start. You know how niggas get fucking hair from India? Start getting skin from somewhere.
What this nigga like, talking about?
Get a sex doll with some skin.
Skin is an organ.
The silicone is. That's the skin.
No, it's not.
You need
silicone is the within.
In order skin. To be how it is, it needs to be alive.
That's true. So you gotta get a heart too.
I'm saying black Telegram. Market, black market. I'm saying and Bitcoin going up. So use the Bitcoin you got.
This nigga's a doctor.
Yeah, but
okay. Yo, we looking for. Can we say this?
Say yes. It.
We're looking for some new scammers. Hit us up.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm saying for sure.
And I can't tell you what the next thing we're looking for.
Tap in, tap in.
The new scammers go straight to the bump, man. It's not like it used to be, man.
In terms of what they try to.
Yeah, niggas used to solicit at my business, my place of business.
We should boycott the scammers.
Niggas in the bump man streets is too boycott. Cheap now. You know?
Yeah.
They don't want to pay.
The bump man giving like 70%.
Yeah, niggas in the street want like 50 and better. 40%.
That's a fact. Yeah.
I'm going to just start snitching.
Niggas be like, you stole it anyway.
That shit $5,000? Let me get it for $400, bro.
Yeah, yeah, niggas is crazy.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Have you ever seen some girl promote something in her story and be like, be Cash App ready?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
She sells pussy.
She's selling something. She's selling content.
Yeah. But do you feel like that's professional? Like,
it's not. It's not.
It be seeming like, yo, don't even waste my breath. I'm not even trying to have a conversation with you unless you're about to. Like, in real business, that's not how it goes. You know, you got to kind of like butter people up. I'm saying to eventually get them to get the sale.
Bitch, take yourself to Cam Soda and get off my feed.
You know what I'm saying? Be Cash App ready.
Bitches don't know how to make money.
They don't, my nigga.
They just think it's like that. You feel me?
And especially if you're not the most fierest bitch in the world, even.
Yeah.
That shit trash?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Say it.
You doing the edit. Go ahead.
Nah, say it. He'll bleep it.
Nigga lying.
That nigga bitch.
He ain't editing what you mean.
As soon as you say it, he just gonna go beep.
That's fucking jokes.
Yo, any of y'all niggas ever took a shit and felt like you tore something?
No.
Nah.
Didn't Danny say that shit the other day?
No, I took a shit where it felt like something was scraping coming out, like on the inside. Like
you should get that checked out too.
Nah, that don't happen all the time.
But that shit, you can check for internal bleeding.
It don't happen all the time.
No, okay.
You can't get internal bleeding like that?
Yeah.
I don't think it was actually scraping. I think the shit was just hard.
You seen blood on your shit?
Nah, not in that time, but I got a hemorrhoid, so from time to time that shit bleed since y'all wanna go.
I was just about to ask
so why is that's that what why you would never get your ass ate?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Cause you got a hemorrhoid?
Oh, I didn't know.
I said you gotta make that bitch lick around the hemorrhoid.
Nah.
Let them lick the hemi, it's gonna hurt or something?
It's a hemi 4.0?
I don't know.
6.0.
Give me a chart.
I have a hum on that shit.
I need a chart.
Hum on the hem.
I think we got a Hellcat. That nigga.
A V12.
A Hemcat.
A Hemcat is crazy. Oh my God. Yikes.
That's a better title.
Yikes. Got a Hemcat. A Hemcat is crazy.
That's the title.
Wow.
Wow. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Bigger.
But yeah, fuck. Nah, I was struggling the other day, so that's what I was asking.
I'm changing my Instagram name.
Hemcat. Hemcat.
Oh, I can see it. Hemcat Enterprises.
Yo, that's crazy.
This is a little no mind, right? But y'all niggas ever slapped y'all meat on y'all thigh?
Why?
Not with my
just
hand.
Randomly?
Yeah,
just
why?
If you're beating your shit.
No.
I swung my shit like, back and forth and made it slap my thighs, but
I don't like you.
Hold on, Binks, you swing it by yourself while you beating your meat?
No, I swing my shit like this.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
You never like swing your shit before? You just swing it?
No? That's like semi-helicopter without the full range.
You're just letting it slap your thigh, but what he talking about is like
slapping it on your thigh while
you like directing it.
The only reason I could see that's probably acceptable is if you're recording it to send it to somebody. Because that's more so theatrics. Why am I doing that dolly?
He's doing it by himself.
I'm saying.
He's just like intentionally slapping his thigh.
That's crazy. I'm saying.
Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
What color lights you set the room to?
Yeah, definitely.
It's not like you set the mood for yourself.
You set the lights when you get off?
My lights be on already.
Oh, okay.
You see like what Los is doing right now? He's trying to picture it. He's trying to do it himself.
I'm not even looking over there.
Oh. All right. Question for you guys, right? If your bro is really into someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You hear him talk about this girl all the time, right? You know who your bro right really be feeling for. Like, yo, you see it together, like, yo, that's your things, you feel me?
Right.
Right? comes to find out, she actually is into you.
Oh, shit. Mm.
Is she off limits?
I've been into some shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up fucking the bitch type shit, right? And the nigga got tight, but it was like, bro, she told you she don't want to fuck with you type shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up still fucking with it, but he's still my friend.
But he used to talk about her all the time, like, yo, if I get that.
All right, so how he used to bring her up type shit is awesome. Like, yo, this is my new ting type shit. And one day we all went to a bar. You remember Fish Eye?
Yeah. Used to be on Foster. Fish Eye Wings was lit.
Fish Eye food was good, period. Yeah, but yeah, yeah. We was in Fish Eye chilling and shit like that. We and drinking.
No mind for that name.
Still. Yeah, Bullet. But we all drinking and shit in there. And fucking, I'm like, yo, how you know Dorella shit? And she's like, oh shit, bleep that. She like,
I don't know Dorella.
She like, she like, yo, I met him at a party type shit through a friend.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, they just cool. I'm like, damn. In my head, I'm like,
that's it.
He told me
he was his ting.
He was his ting type shit.
Like, that's sad.
I was just like, man, I'm sorry, bro.
If you my mans and you've been dying over this girl and I done end up busting that shit, you're supposed to be happy for me.
Facts.
Yeah, bro. Be happy for me.
You feel me?
One of us got
you my that. Mans.
But I don't want you to lie neither. I don't want false happiness neither. Because yeah, happiness, genuine happiness is an innate feeling, right?
Yeah.
What you portray to not feel like a punk ass nigga, it's like, I really feel this way, but I'm going to express that. Yo, good shit, my nigga. You feel me? But in here, the cold ass soul?
Niggas be like, this bitch ass nigga.
Yeah. It's not this bitch ass nigga. It's more so like, damn, my nigga, I've been feeding for that bitch.
But I'm pretty sure it happened to me before, too.
I think it probably happens to everybody. I don't, can't put the finger on it right now in my 35 years of age, but I'm going to go ahead and say yes. I just can't remember the girl.
I will tell him how much of a whore she is.
Prior to him beating or after you found out he beat?
No, I'm saying like if he really like her and I end up busting it.
Oh, to dissuade him.
Yeah,
from,
like, yo, she's really a hoe, bro.
You don't even want that, my nigga.
Yeah, that nigga gonna want it more.
Yeah.
Me, damn, I want that.
It's like a forbidden fruit complex.
Yeah, type shit.
Me being the nigga that wanted the bitch as me today, as a grown man, I'll probably be like, damn, that one hurt. But congrats, bro.
Yeah, that's what you gotta say. That's what you gotta say.
If I really wanted that bitch, I'm like, damn, that hurt. But yeah, because congrats,
my
nigga.
There's no reason to lie. I wouldn't want the, like, yo, word, my nigga, yeah, if you truly wanted her.
Because it's not even like,
you kill me.
Yeah, it's not even
like that's some. Yeah, can't trust you.
On some weird shit though, like if my man's really bust something that I really wanted to take down, I feel like I busted too.
That's a fact, that's but a that's because you in a
that's
relationship.
Not a bullet. That's not a bullet.
That's because you're in a relationship.
That's not a bullet.
Right.
If you really bust a girl that I really wanted to fuck, then collateral, I busted too.
I've been living through my friends for years, so I get that sentiment. Mm-hmm. Niggas tell me about a gal that I'd be like, yo, she's fire, and then 2 months later, they're like, yo, I slapped him. Like, yo,
good shit.
All right.
How was it?
I mean, all right, cool. Nah. I guess that's the way to look at things.
But when you single and you actually, that shit is on the table and you just didn't shoot your shot or you fumbled, that's when it hurt.
Yeah, because that's on you.
Yeah.
But what hurts even worse than that is if you shot your shot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. If you shot your shot, then
yeah. You're like, you shit.
Yeah, I think it's me shooting your shot. Nah.
Yeah, them days is over.
What's the ratio?
But I shoot my shot more strategically.
Like what?
There's a way to kind of tell if somebody's somewhat into you prior to you shooting your shot, especially nowadays on social media. Like, if we was in a party right now, it would be different because you know the difference between a cold call and a non-cold call is?
Nah.
A cold call is you call a lead. I'm saying, like, it's in sales. You calling somebody, they have no idea that you're about to call, no interest in what the fuck you're talking about, and you're there to convince them from scratch to make your sale. But if you have a certain lead, they may have interest already, and you're just trying to solidify it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So this could be on social media in terms of they liking up your stuff, or you seen them laugh at something already, or
that's
you
the
see
lead.
They have similar interests, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I know I could, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How you cold call?
Dick pic, DM, one time.
That's crazy. I used to do shit like that back in the day, but I don't do that no
more. A dick pic cold with a cold dick?
Yeah. The thing is, apparently I wasn't alone. There was niggas that used to be on dick pic rampages back in the day. You feel me? I'm just sending it unsolicited. And that's not cool, you guys. So don't do that.
That's still a thing, bro.
Yeah, that's not okay. Yeah.
Niggas do that in bitches' DMs every day.
Yeah. But the problem with it is, though, that there wasn't a high, like, get the fuck out of here rate. Because you would expect, like, if you just tell somebody that now, it's like, oh, don't do it, because mad bitch can be like, oh, no, you nasty, get the fuck out of here, though. Some bitches is like, I think, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them. It's only was a few that would go hard, like, oh, nah, what do you think this is? You know what I'm saying? No. Most of them, like.
See, Murder be telling niggas to send her dicks.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
That's funny. She got to pull back up here.
That's a fact. Pull up on us, man.
Yeah, the appropriate response for a gal if she get an unsolicited dick pic is to go on Google and find a dick and send one back.
So, I'm like, that's her.
Now he know what it feel like to get an unsolicited dick pic.
Oh shit.
Yo, I know a girl that used to do that. Like, niggas used to send her dick pics and she go find a big dick and send it back, she said.
Oh, and cranium be sending dicks
type that's shit. That's what she said. Like, jeez. She'll find a dick and send it back to them as a response type shit.
You remember not back in the days, but like last year when niggas used to hit you up and be like, yo, what's your Cash App? Trying to hack your page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We get to the point where they ask for the screenshot. Because you got to screenshot your shit. I send them the biggest dick on from the internet.
Type in to find it?
Bullet.
You type it in. You have to find
biggest
it.
Biggest dick on the internet.
Yeah, that is crazy.
You do
got to search.
That shit been coming up in my fucking Pornhub feed.
What?
The biggest dick in the world or some shit. Like,
why?
It's what? It's a channel for the porn, and it's a nigga.
Know what you like?
It's a nigga fucking bitches, but his dick is like this long. Listen. And he holding that shit from like back here, and that shit is like all
somebody
the way out
hacked
here.
Your
is
VPN.
It real though?
I don't think it's real. I didn't watch the video though, but you know, you hover over the thumbnail and that shit play a little bit. So
how long you hovered?
All of them shits look the same.
Then you watch the preview.
All of them shits look the same. So I feel like the angle is strategic. So I don't think it's real.
It was a good angle, fam.
It was a good angle.
Y'all
the hide if it's real
the preview? When y'all hover over it?
Not 10 seconds? The previews keep you going while you looking.
I be fucking with I appreciate a minute preview.
I'm talking about when you, like when you hover over it.
One minute if you beat off to the preview.
Yeah. You don't beat off to the preview?
Like before clicking on it?
Yeah, before clicking
on it. Nah, that's crazy.
Oh.
Might as well click on this shit and watch it.
So sometimes y'all niggas still going like sites and shit?
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of like home video shit. Like in terms of like that's what's especially like the deeper we go into this shit, I'm saying, I think the more intimate experience for me is what's doing it for me.
Okay. Like the webcam?
No, like porn I've made. But even that still too. I'm saying? But in terms of like watching porn, of course I'm still gonna watch porn. You feel me? It's just like I used to watch porn every day.
Right.
But now that's
I want to say something. For y'all webcam bitches, if I tell you to call me nigga, do what I say.
Because you're spending your money, right?
Yeah, I'm spending my money, bro. Yeah. If I tell you, call me nigga.
That costs more.
If a bitch don't do what you say, can you get a refund?
She was like, I can't say that word. Like, bitch.
You know what it is? Because you probably could be screen recording it and then you just upload her saying nigga and then, I'm saying, that got to be the risk she willing to take.
Hey, listen, they're going to see the evidence that he asked for it. You feel me? So
no, she's just going to, nigga, that's not how social media court works.
I'm paying.
All he got to do is clip just that one part.
Exactly. Nigga. Exactly. It's over. Ain't nobody looking for the truth.
Somebody got to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you guys.
You're going to get the right one, bro.
Just say nigga, y'all. You guys know what an Oedipus complex is?
No.
Oedipus?
Yeah. So Oedipus is like, if I'm not mistaken, it's like a Greek name or some shit like that. But it's some story or some shit like about a guy and his mom. Zayn have like a relationship with each other. So that's what they would use in today's time to be like, oh, this nigga has an Oedipus complex. It's kind of like a mama's boy shit, but it's kind of like more extreme than that to where it seemed like they kind of in a relationship.
Oh shit.
Like, on some Sue type vibe?
What?
Mm-hmm. On some Sue type vibe?
Know what I'm saying?
Like so, they be kissing on the lips?
Not to that extreme, but it could be like, yo, they really just, you know what I'm saying?
Kiss on the lips.
Niggas be
doing
that.
It could be. I don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? But not an Oedipus complex for me though. But I've been with somebody a long time ago where she had like that kind of relationship with her sister, and that shit really bothered the fuck out of me though.
What they used to do?
What was it?
Like for instance, it would be like I took her out a couple times or whatever, and then she would always be like, "All right, my sister coming. That's cool." Mm-hmm. Like my nigga. No, it's not fucking cool, my nigga. I'm not trying to take your sister out.
Yeah,
like
she gotta fucking go out your with sister too?
Huh?
Like she gotta go out with her sister?
Yeah, but the thing about she used to tell me is like, oh, her sister grew up hard. I'm saying wherever they from, I ain't gonna give that away just in
so
case
the
she
fuck
watch
what?
It. So it's like the things that she be doing, like if she get taken out, she be wanting her sister to experience
it. Also ask a good question. Are you fucking the sister too?
Yeah. No, I'm not fucking the sister.
So she gotta go the fuck home.
She gotta find stay a man home. That's willing to fucking do that shit for her, my nigga. Like, what the fuck?
The sister was nasty work?
No, she's not.
You should have gotten for the threesome.
Yeah, but them bitches is, they're Jamaican.
You should have dealt with them.
She got an Oedipus relationship.
Yeah, with her sister. So
she gonna have to have
I'm
one
saying,
with,
like,
with
yo,
you
man, even like on her gram, it's like, yeah, my sis, this. I'm like, yo, this is kind of like weird to a certain point. You feel me? Because everybody knows it's cool to big up your siblings and shit like that. You feel me? But it's like this much.
Yeah, that's a little wild.
You know what I'm saying?
You're showing too much love.
Yeah. I'm showing. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, bro.
Yo, bitches grab each other titties all the time. They do that to their sisters too.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Would y'all fuck real sisters?
Yeah, I have.
I have.
Word.
Yeah.
Isn't that incest?
Y'all niggas is gangster.
Have I?
Certain point.
I never heard that
shit. Incest?
No, because
no,
I'm not
talking
fucking
about together,
them
together or separately.
Together.
Together.
Oh, no.
Together.
No.
Yeah,
no,
together.
I fucked on like separate occasions.
But would you fuck them together?
Yep, that ain't got shit to do with me.
Yeah, that ain't nothing to do with me. If they choose to partake in it, that's fine.
I don't know. That's like fucking twins. I would fuck a set of twins.
So then you fuck a mother and a daughter?
No. That's.
I would.
I get it still. Crazy, I'm saying, but I feel more crazy about the mother and daughter shit.
It depends on how long I know them. If I just met them last week, I could do it. If I knew them on my like for like a few years and then it just suddenly happens, I'm probably.
If we in DR and a mother and a daughter come to y'all in Sasua, are y'all gonna say no?
Mom, daughter for 300.
Yo.
250. 250, papi.
Nah, I'm just joking.
It depends who.
When I was in Sasua, I was dealing with the things, and my son, he was having a threesome. It was a girl and an older woman. And he was like, yeah, the moms was wilding. I'm like, mom? I'm like, oh, shit.
Shit, bro.
I didn't even know that.
Like that.
But it just, you know what it is? At that time, you just feel like it's not your business. You feel me? So it's like, y'all let, you know what I'm saying? Nope. Y'all worry about that.
Sometimes if I can't fuck the moms, I'll just gun for the daughter. It made me feel like I fucked the mom.
Yeah, but if you already got a daughter and you can't, you be like, yo, tell your mom to pull up. She's like, nah,
I'm crazy.
Can't make it.
I don't know if y'all experienced this yet, but now we're at the age where if you know a mom and she introduced you to a daughter, I'm saying we're at the age, I'm the oldest one out of y'all, but I'm at the age, if you know a mom and you see a daughter, her daughter might be all right.
Mm-hmm. Nah, respectfully, I'm going to just go with the daughter.
No, but you're already talking to the mom. Like, I done, for example, right?
Then you got
to
go for the abuela.
Type shit, you know what I'm saying? I done been at a crib with the moms because me and her moms had a rapport. We were dealing with each other already, but I never seen her daughter before. Daughter is 22, right? So I didn't even know the daughter was there. Daughter came out the room, I guess. She didn't know the mom had company. She's like, oh, okay, this is such and such. I'm like, what? And like, yo, being that that's your innate reaction, once again, does that mean you a horrible fucking person?
No.
No.
She's of age.
You look. No, because the girl that you're dealing with, the mom that you're dealing with, if she knows that you're preying her daughter like that, she going to be like, yo, get the fuck out of here.
What the daughter had
of
on?
Age. Yeah, what the daughter came out
Nah, she had on a tee and jeans.
Nipples poking out?
Nah, breast them big dude.
Yeah.
Cause she's of age.
Yeah, this daughter's of age, by the way.
Yeah. So 22.
Yeah, I know.
22 is still a little.
That's
young.
Fine. She's still of age.
Nigga,
she's
22 could catch your eye though.
22 could catch your eye. I don't think I'm slapping a 22 year old.
Right, man. You guys got any more questions?
Cause she's of age. No.
Y'all niggas think they're all gonna watch this.
DJ Durrell.
Yo, man, make sure y'all sign up to the Patreon. I'm saying, whether it's Little Dirty, Medium Dirty, Wild Dirty, or Dirty as Fuck tier. Don't worry, we still gonna work on getting that stream thing fixed. Now I'm saying, it's just something beyond our control right now. But we trying our best to make this the best experience that we can for you guys. All right, so just stick with us. We appreciate it. Now I'm saying, we've been leveling up. You gotta give us that.
That's a don't fact. Stick with
gotta
me.
Give us that.
Don't stick with
so
me.
That's a just fact. Bear with us as we level up even further. All right, you guys have tuned into another very special episode of the Dirty
Street
Confessions
Show.
Boom, boom, clap.